The Food and Drug Administration said it will have to pull back on routine food and drug inspections after a wave of federal support staff layoffs. The Trump administration cut approximately 170 employees from the agency's Office of Inspections and Investigations, prompting officials to shift attention toward higher-risk cases. While field inspectors remain on the job, the loss of support personnel has already disrupted planning, scheduling, and overseas operations. FDA officials said they would scale back surveillance inspections considered lower priority. The agency will instead focus on facilities with past safety issues or those requiring follow-up action. It also paused a pilot program for unannounced foreign inspections due to the absence of staff who previously coordinated translators and logistics for international site visits. The Department of Health and Human Services, led by Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., ordered broad job reductions across multiple public health agencies. The effort is part of a larger government restructuring to consolidate programs under a new division. Kennedy framed the plan as a push to streamline operations with the goal of doing more with less. The administration looks to eliminate up to 20,000 positions across federal health agencies. With fewer administrative staff, FDA investigators now manage their own travel arrangements and documentation. Agency officials said this change will likely reduce the number of inspections inspectors can complete. Compounding the problem, a new federal spending cap of $1 on government-issued cards has introduced further delays since purchases above that threshold require advance approval. Even before the cuts, the FDA was pressured to meet inspection goals delayed by the COVID-19 pandemic. A January report by the Government Accountability Office warned the agency was falling behind on food safety deadlines mandated by Congress. Experts now worry the latest changes could slow oversight even further, raising concerns about public health and regulatory enforcement at a critical time.